This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. This is Trevor. I actually got quite a few stories, but the one that really strikes me as odd is one night, this is back in like 2007, okay? And we had one of those old 70s-style fireplaces that like they look like orange cones, basically. But we had it outside. And we had a fire one night. My mom had a bottle of wine. We were probably like 16, 17, whatever. And we were drinking the wine. And we kind of got a little buzz off it. First time probably ever really drank or whatever. But the girls leave. And it ends up being me and my friend Seth. All right, and I actually had a German Shepherd at the time. It wasn't like a drug dog, like brown and black. It was just an all-black German Shepherd. So my buddy Seth, he leaves. And you remember those old caller IDs, like the white ones, like the Talkatone or whatever the fuck it was. I can't, pardon my language, but whatever it was, like he leaves. And he calls me on a cell phone. And I remember looking at the caller ID thinking, oh, maybe he left his phone here. Then I quickly realized he couldn't be calling me if he's on the phone. So anyway, so I answered it. He's out of breath, running. He was like, dude, someone just chased me out of the backyard of your house. Okay. So I'm like, well, what do you mean? We used to have these rabbits that used to nest in the bushes and stuff. We had, like, in our backyard, it used to be just surrounded by bushes and shrubs and trees, like, at the corners and stuff. And so I told him, I was like, yeah, it was probably just rabbits. He's like, no, dude. He's like, okay, we have, where my house was, it's that perpendicular. So it's like an L shape. There was a garage at the strong arm of the L, and our house sat on the bottom. But there was a space in between them. And he said when he was walking by, he looked between that space and see if the fire was going out, which it was, or whatever. And then he passed the garage that sat perpendicular to our house. And he said right after he got there, there was a series of like four bushes. Okay. And he said he looked, saw the fire that was going out, and then once he passed the garage, he looked back, and he said something came running at him out of the bushes. And this is what he's telling me on the phone. I'm like, what are you talking about? And at this point, I had to take my dog outside so he could use the restroom. I'm on the phone, and he's like, dude, I'll just talk to you tomorrow. So I'm outside by myself, and when we had the fire, I had a grill set up, too. And I had a butcher's knife on the grill because we made steaks or whatever. And I had my German Shepherd out there. Big dog. He bit me. He's injured me. Like, he is a very protected dog. He wasn't vicious or anything, but if you fuck with him, like, you're going to get the rats, you know what I'm saying? So after that phone call, I'm taking my dog out, making sure the fire's out, making sure the grill's off, all that stuff. And at the very back right corner of my yard, there was a tree. We built a tree house in it and all kinds of stuff. But my dog, his name was Rambo, not Rainbow, Rambo, like Sylvester Stallone. He like peeps at this tree. You know how like hunting dogs do when they pull their leg up and their tail goes stiff and the spine of their fur like stands up? That's what he was doing. And I'm like, Rambo, like, let's go. You know, I'm trying to get inside, you know, just hurry up and take a poop and let's go back inside. But he would not move. I had him on a leash and I was pulling him, but he would not move. He was staring straight back to the right corner of this yard where this tree was at. And out of nowhere, this tree, this thing was like the size, it wasn't a huge tree, like a redwood, like Californian tree or anything like that. It was about the size of a telephone pole. Like, so it was a decent sized tree, but this tree started shaking leaves were coming off it. At first, I thought it was, like I said, the rabbits, or we had raccoons sometimes too, and I thought maybe there was like a fight, but the whole tree was twisting. You know what I'm saying? And my dog was like, put his tail down, his nose down, and we went back inside. I spent that whole night staring out the back of my fucking house, out through the window in the kitchen, because I didn't know. It's crazy. But I live in Northeast Ohio, okay? I live about 45 minutes south of Akron. And I thought it was crazy, too. The name of my town is New Philadelphia, Ohio. But it is a small town. But if you ever listen to Beyond Creepy, that YouTube channel with Mr. Black, there's actually evidence of a Bigfoot sighting back in like 1972 or something like that in my hometown. But when my friend came back the next morning, I'm like, dude, and I'm telling him, like, this is probably rabbits, raccoons, whatever. He's like, dude, this thing that charged at me was as low as the lowest branch on, we had three trees, like two on each corner, and then there was bushes on each side. He was like, it was as low as the lowest branch. We go out there, we couldn't even grab on, like, even if you could dunk a basketball, you could not get this thing. This thing was like 9-10 feet tall, like the branch. I didn't see what he saw, but he was telling me, he was like, no, dude, this was not rabbits. This was not raccoons. He's like, whatever chased me out of your yard was as high as that. And I was left dumbfounded, dude. I don't know. Like, I've been wanting to call and tell you guys about that story, but, like, I don't know how to word it right and all this and that. You know how it is. But, like, I have other stories, too. Like, I have paranormal ghost stories, blacker and black figures, all kinds of stuff. All right, guys. I'm telling you, shit's weird, bro.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.